You ever been to Sumatra?
You mean Indonesia?
Yeah, it's a big island.
Aren't they all like Muslims?
Pretty much so. Anyway, I'm in Sumatra, and I have a driver. His name's Henry.
He's not Muslim.
Yeah, he is. He's Indonesian.
Henry?
Right. So he tells me there's a lake I should see. It's down in the center of a volcano.
A big lake?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
How'd you get to it?
Well, there's a road. There's about 20 hairpin turns, zigzags back and forth down inside the rim of the volcano.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, and once we get down to the lake level, there's a road that runs alongside the lake. There's even a little village.
People live inside the volcano?
Yeah, it hasn't blown up in eons. So I tell Henry I'm hungry, and we stop at a restaurant that's built on stilts on the edge of the lake. It's packed with fat Dutch tourists.
The Dutch used to own Sumatra.
Yeah, they owned all of Indonesia.
They'd probably like to come back and see what they used to own.
So the tourists finish eating, they get on their bus and leave. I sit down, look at the menu, and everything I point to, they're out of.
The Dutch ate up everything.
Those fat Dutch tourists cleaned the place out.
Not all Dutch are fat.
Well, these were the Rembrandt kind.
They ate up everything.
There was one thing left. Fish of the day.
So you ordered that?
I did. And I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. Like an hour goes by, we're the only ones in the restaurant. And finally, I say to Henry, find out what's taking so long.
I think I know where this is going.
The kitchen's in a different building, so Henry goes to find the cook. But then he doesn't come back. So I go out looking for Henry. No one speaks English, so now I'm beginning to think it's bad enough being abandoned down inside a volcano where no one understands me. But even worse, I'm really hungry.
That busload of Rembrandts ate the volcano bare.
Yes, indeedy. And finally, Henry shows up. He says to me, he's on his way back. No problem.
Who is?
The cook. I ask Henry, back from where? And Henry says, the cook has been out in the lake catching your fish.
I knew it. So, was it fresh?
The freshest fish I've ever tasted.
The true story.
A true story?
I'll drink to that.
Why not?